So the ugly face of football is on display again, with the Republic of Ireland star James McLean reportedly receiving online death threats just hours after the biggest moment of his career. The Derry man was celebrating being called up for the Republic's European Championship squad. But as you can see from today's Belfast Telegraph, he was on the receiving end of vile sectarian abuse on Twitter. Some of the posts have since been deleted. Now, isn't this big tournament a chance to put football first and leave politics and sectarianism behind us? With McLean and fellow Northerner Darren Gibson in the team, should Northern Ireland fans get behind the other boys in green, or will they be cheering on England or other countries at the Euros? The DUP MP for East Londonderry, Gregory Campbell. Morning to you, Gregory.
Morning, Stephen.
Good to talk to you again. And the SDLP MLA, Colin McDevitt.
Can I just condemn what's going on Twitter? It's well out of order, and I think anyone who's a football fan anywhere in Ireland, whether you're supporting the Republic, whether you're a diehard Northern Ireland supporter, whether you're a Celtic man or a Rangers fan, you know, no one who really loves football and loves sport is going to have any time for what was done to James McLean on Twitter over the weekend. It's entirely out of order, and it doesn't represent football. And that's, I think that's the message that we really need to get out there, is that football is one of the most amazing sports in the world, the most popular participation sport in the globe. And we're very privileged to have a great love for sport in this island. We need to get back to that this summer, and we need to unite behind players who are going to lay their bodies on the line in whatever code, but particularly in the soccer with the Euros coming up. And, you know, not think about the politics, because there is no politics in sport. There is only, you know, talent and commitment and a lot of training and hard work.
Yeah, Gregory, Connell's saying that there are no politics in sport. The reality is, yes, there is. And we see it with these people who object to people like James McLean playing for the Republic. The Telegraph reporting this morning that two of the messages directed at him on Twitter threatened to have him shot.
Yes, Stephen, I think, you know, sport and particularly football can be very combative. And, you know, there are emotions on either side. And we've seen that at club football and at international football. And most of the time, it is good, healthy, a lot of banter exchange. But on occasions like this, it is reprehensible that anybody's life is threatened by whatever decision they take. So, you know, hopefully that can be stopped. Hopefully, if the police are on the case and can apprehend those responsible, then the due process must follow. But, you know, I think hopefully we can get beyond that and get on just with the tournament, and people can support whatever team they feel comfortable supporting.
Of course, one message, Gregory, that there would be to fans on both sides of the border of how we can work together would be to bring both teams together.
Why would that be now, Stephen?
It would show how in Northern Ireland and the south of Ireland we can unite in order to have a stronger team. Simply to have a stronger team. Leave politics aside and have a bigger pool from which to pick and have a stronger team.
Yes, I've heard that view put forward. And there's a very, very simple and logical solution, which is, let's have an even bigger pool. Let's have an even more successful team. Let's have a British Isles team there, where we have over 60 million people to pick from. The logic of the bigger pool system works in favour of a British Isles team, but most people know that's not going to come about, because Scottish people are very fond of their Scots team, as are Welsh people, as are Ulster people, and of course people in the Republic of Ireland, I'm sure, will be supporting their own team as well. So it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, but
the bigger pool idea is a good one, but 60 million is much better than 6 million.
Sure, but the parallel to draw, obviously, is the All-Ireland rugby team that we have. It seems to work. Nobody seems to object to it, Gregory. Nobody seems to get upset.
Well, I think whenever you'll see Twickenham in a couple of weeks' time, you'll see the Ulster rugby team. And there doesn't seem to be a problem there. No, and they went to the Aviva Stadium, 40,000 supporters, well-behaved, and supported their own team, because that was part of their identity, it was part of their sport. Everyone was united, calling out, stand up for the Ulster men. And that's what's going to happen at the next tournament. But I think to try and make a Northern Ireland team and a Republic of Ireland team into an All-Ireland football team, it's just... it's the old chestnut. It never worked in the past, and it's not going to work now.
Connell?
I mean, on a point of accuracy, the Ulster rugby team is actually a cross-border team. It represents the province of Ulster, the nine counties. And if you talk to anyone who's into their rugby and any Ulster fans, irrespective of whether they're Catholic or Protestant, whether they're from the northern counties of Ulster, the southern counties of Ulster, they're very quick to remind you of that this is a provincial team and we are Ulstermen and we go on and put our bodies on the line for Ulster, the nine counties. I mean, I think this summer is an amazing summer for anyone who's into sport. You know, we'll have the European Championships. We're very lucky that the South is in the tournament, that Ireland are represented there. We're looking forward to an amazing Olympic Games. And, you know, as you know, Stephen, I got to run the marathon in London just a couple of weeks ago, and the build-up to the Olympics is incredible, and it's just electrifying. And there'll be athletes from our wee corner of Ireland over there. I expect everyone in this part of Ireland to shout as loud for boys who will be getting into the boxing ring in an Irish vest as they will for Wendy Hubenagel, who will be looking to cycle under the GB team, because they're supporting their own. And this summer in the football, I mean, I'm a Southerner, I'm a proud Irish fan, I always have been, I always will be, and I'd be very happy to support them. But if the North had qualified, you know, I wouldn't be being churlish about it. I would be extremely happy to support Northern Ireland. And I think one of the great things about where we've got to with our society, and the rugby is illustrative of this as well, is that we increasingly see sport for what it is, sport. And we see our local people for who they are, which is local people, Northerners, proud, training hard, willing to do their best. And, you know, yes, of course, I'm happier when I see an Irish shirt on them. But, you know, I have a huge amount of admiration for Wendy Hubenagel, for the rowers, the guys Campbell up in Coleraine, who rows for the GB team. Because I know how hard they work to stay at an elite level. And I know for them, the pride has been able to come back to their hometown as Olympians or as European championship players, and to, you know, instill in a new generation a love for sport, a love for participation, a love for games. And that's what this is all about. And I know people are going to say to me, oh, McDavid's off there talking nonsense. It is really what it's about. And it's what the IFA has been about for the past 10 years.
Okay.